I actually tend to know some of the insights that our own vice president has said. And one of the things that he definitely said was that remain where I've left you, remain in this unit, do not move out of it. So as much as long as we say we respect him, then we must respect that, which means that the unity still lives and it will live on and on. And even our own president right now respects that.
Mr. Mkanja, do you agree with him?
I don't really agree with him. The unity thing never worked from the beginning except to stop the killing of people by the Kukura Hundi terror. So that is the only achievement. Behind that, there is nothing else to show for it. Even today, if Chuma really wants to be honest, now they've even given power to one person to choose even his deputies. There's no pretense even to say in consultation with the former Zapo people. They just sit there to be picked. This is sad that actually the people that came from the Zapo side do not want to face up to the fact that they are guests, they are visitors in ZANU-PF. It belongs to other people. They've never produced a proper deputy. They've always produced a second vice president.
Second
perpetually, that is a disaster.
Mr. Ichuma.
Look, and all that thing in spirit and word has been followed ever since that time. But unfortunately, you see, we must all be wary of one thing. When somebody is in a certain position, you're definitely bound to talk from that kind of perspective. I understand Mr. Mkanda very well. He's speaking from a position of him being in ZAPU that sort of came out of ZANU-PF and stood alone with Comrade Dabengwa and the other fellows that went with him. But what I'm saying is that in reality, when you look at it realistically, following to the letter, what Dr. Nkomo and our own other Jim Mugabe and the other people that were around them when that thing was being formed was done, you would discover that nothing has been diverted. We have not gone out of that path. We are still there. We are still within our unit accord guidelines and limits.
I think Mr. Chuma, this is very critical with the truth. This is not the first time ZAPU and ZANU have come together. They did so in 1972 in the ZAPU-ZANU JMC. They never dissolved each other. They did so. They put forces together in ZIPA in Mozambique. They came together in the Patriotic Front. They retained their identities. Now one disappears and the other remains perpetual, and there's no mechanism for ZAPU to reproduce itself within ZANU. It means now ZAPU members inside ZANU are a dying breed. A time will come when there is none left, because they are all former from 1987. But ZANU is producing a lot of young people, including the Kasuku areas and so on.
Let me come in there. What is the future of the Unity Accord, Mr. Chuma, briefly?
Mkanda, we need you. Come back home. Come back to ZANU-PF so that we, together, then ZAPU can feel more represented by people like you. But within ZANU-PF, because we are now one, ZANU and ZAPU are now one. We are ZANU-PF. Come back home. Come back where Ubaba Nkomo left us.